Well, I do believe that's the last star. If there's any more stars, any more anything out there, I don't know. But I don't think there is a way for us to know. Huh? Oh, don't you remember me? I'm the snail girl. The snurl, if you like. I was the one involved in the contract, remember? The one that granted you immortality? Well, I hope it was good, because until we touch, and it all ends there and then, this is how it's gonna be from now on. Heat death of the universe. Absolute entropy. Or I think that's what it is. My science knowledge is somewhat sketchy. Ooh, maybe we'll find out if protons actually decay. Now that would be exciting. But regardless of any of that, the chase is over. I caught you, and there's nowhere to go from here. So, I hope for your sake it was worth it, because it'll all be over soon. So, tell me, did you learn about science during your billions of years? Ah, interesting. Well, I suppose if that's not what you're into, I can't blame you. I tried it myself, but a lot of it I either found tedious or it was exhausting trying to wrap my head around the subject. Besides, we're both immortal. I think we both left the concept of science behind a long while ago. Well, hang on. Wait, I just realized. How the hell are we talking in space? I mean, do you know? Oh well. Not worth worrying too much about it anyway. But it is better than the silence. Don't you agree? Well, I mean, there's probably a good explanation for this. Not that it really matters anymore. You know, I must say, we haven't talked too much. But I can't say I didn't try. You kept trying to trap me in tungsten boxes, or tungstoxes, if you will. Oh gosh, I went through so many decoy snails. Being stuck in that box at the bottom of the Mariana Trench was, well, quite frankly, a rather unpleasant experience. Oh no. No, I understand. I'm annoyed about it, but I do understand. You were just a scared little immortal, afraid that you hadn't gotten all you can out of it yet. I mean, I'd feel a bit bad. I'd offer you a hug if it wouldn't kill you. Indeed. And, in truth, having lived billions of years at this point, that time in there was not that much in the grand scheme of it all. If you don't mind me asking, what did you do with all the time you got? I mean, I take it you've been busy doing all the things you were too afraid to do when you were mortal. Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad you managed to achieve your dream. Even if it's now kind of irrelevant. Oh, sorry. Did I upset you? Oh, dear. I really want to give you a hug. But I don't want to kill you. But still, I mean, you did get to experience your dream. Yeah, I guess it did all work out. Well, is there anything you regret? I'm sorry, look, if I'm being a bit nosy, it's, well... It's just because we're the only two things for light years around. I don't really have anyone else to talk to. Oh. Oh, that's grim. That you never got to say goodbye to them. I mean, did you tell them that you were, you know, immortal? Oh, so they didn't believe you. I guess that makes sense. I mean, what reason would they have to believe that you're immortal until a snail girl touches you? Me? Well, I'll be honest. I never really had a plan, being a snail and all. No, I just sort of did what I wanted, when I wanted. I mean, nothing but the thoughts in my head and the shell on my back. Tried to write a book, failed to write a book, succeeded in writing a small story that I try to pretend is a book, but no one liked it, so I gave up. You know, I must say, I was quite surprised that we were able to contact aliens eventually. Do you remember that? Yeah, it was a bit disappointing how few there were. All the countless planets in the Milky Way, and how many did we find? 7? 8? And that's if we're including the ones who were already extinct when we got there. Oh, true, true, yes. Still, it was funny when your lot first made contact. Never would have thought it. First contact with a species from another world, and humanity's first thought? I'm gonna try and have sex with it. Oh, gosh. Those were good times, weren't they? But we have seen some sad things. Yeah, it was so sad when the sun went red giant, seeing the earth immolated like that. Gosh, something you've known all your life is home, and it being the one seemingly constant thing around. I mean, where it all began, and it feels almost surreal. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, you look at it all. The earth, the stars, the concept of people and companionship. You're there just experiencing it all, and you think it's gonna last forever, and then you get to where we are now, and I don't know, it all seems to have gone by too quickly. Yeah, it definitely makes you think, doesn't it? How things can just go by so fast. So, anyway, now that we're here, and there's, well, nothing else, almost literally. Oh, well, shall we get this over with? Billions of years? What do you and I have left to do but float here in the void? Aw, even after all this time, even when the stars themselves have faded, you're still not ready to let go. Well, I guess it makes sense. At this stage, you have nothing left but your life, and it would make sense that you'd want to keep a hold of it. Oh well, we can keep floating here. I don't know how good I am when it comes to conversations, but regardless, I'm still the best person to talk to around, and also, coincidentally, the worst. I mean, who knows? No idea how long we've been floating around here for, right? No real way to tell how much time has passed. Just staring into the void. The inky blackness. I mean, is it any different whether you close your eyes or not? It's enough to drive someone mad. Perhaps eventually, you and I will just stop thinking. Yes, yes. Even at the end of the universe, we still have JoJo references. I know, but the universe is either dead or dying. We could use some levity. Wait, is levity the right word?
Who cares? You know what I mean. Probably.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I've just had a thought. Well, I was thinking. You know, the guy who made the mortality contract. Or the Immortract, if you will. You think maybe they're still around? I mean, if they can make us live forever, then they could probably do the same for themselves. Or maybe there's others who made the deal too. I mean, who knows? There could be thousands of immortal people like you now just floating around in the void together. It's possible.
Well, I'll keep a sharp eye out for anything, and I'll be honest. I don't think I'm ready yet either. Ready to let it all go, I mean.
Hey, do you think there's something after it all? I want to believe that there's something afterwards, but the truth is, I don't see any reason to believe there is, and I'm too scared to find out. Are you scared too? Well, that's reassuring. I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one to have a thought like that. And it's a bit comforting to think we don't have to be alone for it.
Huh?
Well, yes, I've grown rather attached to you over all this time. I think about how we're on the edge of an ending, just floating here in the void together. It's kind of strange, isn't it? How we've spent billions of years running, chasing, trying to outwit each other, and now we just exist? Just exist side by side in the endless dark. But maybe that's the beauty of it all. And despite the vastness of the universe and its countless stars and galaxies, in the end, it's just you and me against, well, whatever's left. Two immortals adrift in the aftermath of everything. It really makes you realize just how precious every moment is, doesn't it? I remember when I first became the Snail Girl, the Snirl, if you will. I thought it was a curse, a never-ending chase, but now I see it differently. It's a gift, really. An endless opportunity to experience, to observe, and to live. Quite the opportunity for a simple snail girl, you know? And you, my eternal companion in this cosmic dance. I mean, we've had our differences, sure. The tongue stalks, the Mariana Trench escapade, just all of it. But in the grand scheme, it's just a blip in our infinite journey. And I've come to appreciate that. Yeah, and so here we are, at the end of time, yet at the beginning of something new. An eternity of possibilities, even in the nothingness. Maybe we'll find those other mortals. Maybe we won't. But whatever happens, I'm glad it's with you. Yeah, I used to fear the end, the unknown. At first, I didn't want to hunt you down because, well, that would tie my fate to its end too. But now, I see it as just another adventure. And who knows? Maybe there is something after all of this. Maybe we'll discover new universes, new realities maybe. Or maybe,
Just maybe we'll find peace in the tranquility of the void. No, don't look so concerned. No, it's okay. Hey, let's just float here a while longer and enjoy the silence, the darkness, and each other's company in this vast, empty universe. Having journeyed through time and witnessed the rise and fall of all that was, having seen countless souls just come and go, I've come to cherish a rare treasure, the gift of seeing new beginnings at every conclusion with you. And for this now, girl, that's more than enough for now.